The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Irwin Lowy and family of Los Angeles, California, in memory of Rabbi Avram Shlaima ben Rabbi Yosef Halevi, Zichroni Levracha. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting schus for his neshama.
Rosh Hashanah, Kaf Yud Zayin. The Gemara on the top of Amud Beis discusses the Yud Gimel Midah Sharachmim, and the Gemara brings a member from Rabbi Yechanan on the pasuk V'yavar Hashem upon the V'yikra. Amar Rabbi Yechanan said, "The Moli Mikra Kosov Yevshal Oimrei." This is something that if the pasuk wouldn't say it, we would not have the right to say such a thing. Malamid to teach us Nesata V'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. We can't understand what this means, but it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mesatif Kishliach Tzibur, like a Shliach Tzibur. The Herlo of Moshe said the tefillah. The Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to say the tefillah. He taught Moshe Rabbeinu how to come and daven and plead with Yud Gimel Midah Sharachamim, Hashem Hashem Karachim V'Chanan. Whenever Klai Yisrael is choyte, whenever Yisrael choyte, whenever Klai Yisrael does a virus, this is how Moshe Rabbeinu how Klai Yisrael should daven to Hashem. And the Gemara uses such a lashon that Kadosh Baruch Hu is nisatif k'shliach tzibur. Kadosh Baruch Hu is nisatif just like a shliach tzibur, just like a chazan. We find in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah is discussed the dinim and the menhagim of slichas that we say before Rosh Hashanah and during Aseres Bei Tshuva. And the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, as I've cut involved, when he discusses some of these dinim, he says as follows: Hashat b'satav b'talus, the chazan puts on his talus. B'shal sha'omrim yugim amidus, at the time that they say the yugim amidus sharachimim, afshu kaidim arayon, even if it's before the light of the day, before the zman in which one usually puts on talus, one usually puts on the tzitzis, even if it's before the zman of Mishiyakir, still the chazan puts on the talus at that point, as the shliach tzibur, and he does it when he's ready to say the yugim amidus sharachimim. The Mishnah Berurah says the makar of this is the levush, it's actually brought down to Magen Avraham. And if we look in the Magen Avraham in Simei Yudches, the Sharetzim sends us there. There's in Hilchos Tzitzis in the beginning of Aruch Chaim. We find in the Magen Avraham Simei Yudches of Cotton Bays. He says, "M'shem the Levush, the aim one Yugam Amidus Blei Atifa. One should not say the Yugam Amidus Sharachim without Atifa, without putting on a talus." And the car comes from Ar Gemara. He says, "V'li Nira the Magen Avraham says the Kol Ever Lufnei Ateva." He holds more than this, that anyone who's a chazan, who stands in front of the teva, means anyone who's a chazan, leads the tzibur and davening. Tzarech l'satav, he has to misatav, he has to wrap himself up in a talus. Because I'm real like we say in the Gemara, he's referring to our Gemara, Shad David Zayin, Malamich nisatav like a shporuch l'kishliach tzibur. That is coming to teach us, like a shporuch l'satav like a shliach tzibur. Even if it's a mashal, it's something that we can't understand, that because the Gemara expresses it in this way, and that a shporuch l'kifi what goes on in Shemayim was misatav shliach tzibur, we learn now from this, that anyone who's a shliach tzibur has to be misatif. The Machzor Shekel explains that the Magen Avraham feels that it can't just be coming to teach us that any time somebody is the chazan for Yugim Amidus, who leads the tzibur and saying shlichus of Yugim Amidus, he should wear a talus, because the Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is misatif just like a shliach tzibur. In other words, just like any shliach tzibur, for any of the tefillos, Shachas, Mincha, Ma'ariv, wears a talus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this case that he was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu the Yugim Amidus, Kadosh Baruch Hu is misatif like a regular shliach tzibur. It doesn't mean like a Kadosh Baruch Hu is misatif just like a chazan who's a chazan for the Yugim Amidus, because at that point it wasn't yet learned. There was no Yugim Amidus. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know how to say them yet. Kadosh Baruch Hu was first teaching it to him now. It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is misatif just like any shliach tzibur for any of the tefillos of the day is misatif in the talus. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol did. So we learn from this that anyone who's the chazan who leads a tzibur in any tefillah, whatever tefillah it is, he should wear a talus. And then the Magen Avraham goes further and brings B'shem V'lachan Chamudas, V'lachan Chamudas Kosov, the Alpha Omer Kaddish Yosem. Even someone who's not the chazan, he's coming to say the Kaddish Yosem, the Kaddish after Leinu, after Shishal Yoyim, the Kaddish that Yosem says, someone who's an Avelus for a parent, yes, Atim should also put on a talus, and they cover the tzibur, because of the covet of the tzibur. This is what the Magen Avraham tells us. Now the Mishnah Berurah in some Tov Kuf Pei Aleph goes further, and after he says that the chazan should put on a talus when he gets up to Yigum Amidus, he says even though it's before Ar Yom, it's before the time of Mishiyakir when is allowed to put on a talus and tefillin. He says, "Avo oz im mavarchalo." He should not make a bracha on the talus. Afshu beged amayuchal leyoyim, even though it's a beged that's usually worn during the day, it's clothing that's usually worn during the day, a talus. Kimishaloy shabalayla, since he's wearing it at night, the yesh deyam, it is a shita of the potter oz mitzitzes kelel samin ches. This is what he quotes from the Levush. There's a machlekes in Simeon Chesti in Rosh and the Rambam, whether the mitzvah of tzitzis is by day and not by night, or rather the mitzvah of tzitzis applies to ksus yoyim, the clothing that's generally worn by day, and not to ksus lila, not the clothing that's generally worn by night. And since it's machlokes between the Rosh and the Rambam, so if one is a suffolk and he does put on a beggar that's tzitzis, then he does not make a brocha. Some brochas b'halkol, he cannot make a brocha at that point. So therefore, the Levush says that the chazan is putting on the talis because he is about to leave the tzibur, you're giving me this, he should not make a brocha, because even though it's a beggar that's miyuchal l'yoyim, but since he's wearing it at a time that halachically is still called laila, still called night in regards to the mitzvah tzitzis, he cannot make a brocha because according to the Rambam, he's not machlokes in tzitzis now. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings v'taz hitzigalav, v'taz argues in this levush. The lomel lehachnas atzma ledover sheish by sofik. Why should the chazan bring himself into a position that he has a sofik? V'alkenan therefore leita of talis shalai. He should not put on his own talis. Leit talis shalkol. He should not put on a talis that belongs to the tzibur, that belongs to the shul. Shul gamken gishaloi. Because that's also considered as if it was his. And it would also have a sofik bracha. Because the sofik is mechliv to make a bracha on a tzis yoyim when it's still considered nighttime. Elo, Rabbi, he got talis chaver. He should borrow a talis from his friend. To bezel kulyam apatu be tzitzis, because then he's certainly potter from tzitzis, because one only makes a bracha, but only mechliv in tzitzis on a talis that belongs to him, on a beggar that belongs to him. Yechavni shehav man shenodle rak l'kavod v'oil l'knoisi. Shehav man, he does not want to take it from his friend as a present or buy it off his friend. Rather, he's just borrowing it l'kavod because of the kavod of the tzibur. Now, this halacha of talis shaloi and talis shakol, as opposed to the talis shachaveri, this halacha appears in Shulchan Aruch and Simeon Yadalud. And we'll see over what Mr. Brewer says over there. Shulchan Aruch and Simeon Yadalud, Sif Gimel says that someone who borrows a talis from his friend when they already have tzitzis, he makes a bracha on it. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that the reason is because we can assume that if someone borrowed a talis that's usually worn by davening from his friend knows that he wants to be yetz the mitzvah with it, and that's why he borrowed it, because he, let's say he goes away for Shabbos and comes to the shul, and he forgot to bring his talis with him, so his friend who he's staying by has extra talis, he lends him a talis, that he should be able to wear a talis Shabbos morning by davening, by Shachris, by laning, by Musaf, the whole davening Shabbos morning. His friend knows that he wants to be yetz the mitzvah with it, and therefore his friend's machne it to him. His friend gives it to him that it could be his, and he's kind of it. And now it belongs to him during this davening. And therefore he can make a bracha on it, because now it belongs to him. Mr. Brewer brings that that there are some achrenim who argue on this, and they say, can I make a bracha unless your friend told you straight out that it's yours, you could keep it until you return it. Matana maslahafzer, it'll be yours on condition that you return it. And most achrenim agree to the Mishnah Berurah. Mr. Brewer says, most achrenim agree to the Shulchan Aruch, and they say that any time he gives it to him in order to use for davening, we can assume that he's giving it to him as a present. But then the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. He says that we're referring over here to someone who borrows a talis that's meant to use for the whole davening. But let's say someone borrows a talis from his friend just because he's getting an aliyah, Shabbos by Mincha, and he gets called up for an aliyah, and needs a talis to wear when he gets the aliyah. Or let's say he's going to Lavos Ne'ateva, he's going to be the chazan, but not for the Shachris in the morning when everyone wears a talis. Let's say it's a kohen, he's going up to Duchen. And the only reason why he's wearing a talis is Mishum HaKavod, not because it's a time that one generally tries to become the mitzvah tzitzis, but Mishum HaKavod HaTzibur, because he's getting aliyah, he's being a chazan, he's a kohen, he's Duchen, because of Kavod HaTzibur, that's why he's wearing the talis. So then he should not make a broch on it, because then we have to be afraid that maybe his friend is lending it to him, doesn't think he really wants to be kohen it, and he's just lending it to him, he should have something to wear, a talis to wear, but not because he wants to give it to him, and that should be his. And then the Mishnah Berurah says that some argue, and some say that even under such circumstances, when one borrows it, he can assume that his friend wants it to become his. So Mishnah Berurah brings in the Derech HaChaim that in such a case, the best is to have a mind not to be kind of it. And since he has a mind not to be kind of it, it certainly does not become his, and then he does not have to make a bracha. So that is what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us here in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, that when he borrows a talis from his friend, this chazan is going to lead the tzibur in Slichus and Yigal Amidus, he should borrow a talis from his friend, and he should have a mind that he does not want to be kind of it. He's only wearing it because of Kavod HaTzibur, and he does not want to be kind of it, and then he certainly does not make a bracha on it. Then the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Yadalad goes further, and he says that this is all in regards to borrowing a talis from a private person. But the talis that belongs to the shul, like our shuls have, he says, then one always makes a brach on it, even if he's only wearing it to be the chazan or to get an aliyah, because he says the talis shall call the talis that belongs to the shul. That's what the shul had in mind when they bought it. Anybody who wears it, it should be his at the time that he used it. Just like the esrog, there used to only be one esrog in the whole town, and everyone made a brach on it on the first day of Sukkot, even though the loch is the esrog has to belong to you, because when the tzibur bought it, they had in mind that it should belong to each person when he uses it. And it's the same thing the talis shall call. Then Mishnah Berurah tells us to look in the Bir Loch, where he brings something interesting, B'Shem B'Shari Ephraim. Now in the Mishnah Berurah, he first wonders that what's the reason why the Derech HaChaim explains why a talis shall call, talis in the shul, one can make a broch on it, because it belongs to each person when he uses it. Even if it would not belong to each person individually when he uses it, even if it belongs to everybody, the Loch is a talis shall shutvin, a talis that belongs to a bunch of partners that have a partnership together, the Loch is that each one makes a broch when they wear it. So here also, the whole tzibur, they're all a bunch of shutvim, they're all partners in the talis, And each one when he wears it should be able to make a bracha. Why is it necessary for the Derech HaChaim to explain that each person when he uses it, the whole thing is his? So the Bialacha and the Bialacha, he says that maybe the reason is because if each person owns less than a Shava Pruta, let's say the talus itself is worth $75, and let's say there's 1,000 people in the Tzibur, so each person owns less than 8, 9 cents, he owns only a small percentage of, a very small percentage of the talus, and if this is less than a Shava Pruta, then could be each one cannot have a partnership. Rashi and Sukkah, that's what Zayin seems to say like that. The Gemara is talking about if everyone would have a Klaisor or a Shutvis and one Sukkah. And Rashi says that if each person owns less than the Shavu Pruta, less than that minimal amount, then we cannot say it belongs to each person. So, because of this, maybe that's why the Derech HaChaim had to explain that the Talus Shakov belongs to each person completely when he used it. That's what the Tzibur had in mind when they bought it. But we cannot just say that everyone has a partnership in it, because the partnership might not be big enough. But then the Bialocha brings from the Shari Ephraim. The Shari Ephraim says that it's better when one gets an aliyah to the Torah, he's just borrow a talus from a private person. He should not take the talus of the call. Because the person takes the talus of the call, it's not so posh that he can make a broch on it. It's not as posh as the Derech Chaim said. And that one does use the talus of the call, he should not do a proper akifa, he should not wrap it around his head, he should just put it on his body. And that would be a good excuse why not to make a bracha, because it's not a full-fledged atifa, he's not wearing it over his head properly, he should not wrap it around his head. Then he says another reason, even if one does wrap it around him, and even if wrapping around one's body is enough to mechayiv him in the bracha, we can still say that since he's only putting on b'shem kavod, it's not a real levisha. He's not really putting on to wear, he's just putting on because of kavod atzibur, he's not really mechayiv, he's not having a mind to wear the beged like a proper beged. So that itself is enough reason why he should not make a bracha on this putting on the talus, because it's not a real levisha's talus. That's mechayiv and tzitzis. He's just putting on mishum kavod. It's not real malbushal tzitzis. And the Mishnah Berurah in the end of the Bialach, he says they found someone similar to the Shari Ephraim in the Behetiv Simon Yud Ches of Kandal B'Shem Malachim Chabudis. If we look at that Behetiv, the Behetiv is actually quoting the Magen Avraham that we said over before. And the Magen Avraham brought from Malachim Chabudis that any chazan, not only any chazan, even someone who gets up to say a Kaddish Yosem, like the Kaddish after Leinu or the Kaddish after Shishu Yom, Mishpah Talis, Mishum Kavod because of Kavod Atzibur, and there's no bracha, one does not make a bracha on it. The Behetiv brings from Malachim Chabudis because he's only wearing a Mishum Kavod. So here we see the same thing, that the Lachan Chabudis is saying the same thing as the Shari Ephraim said, that someone who only puts on a talus b'shem kavod, because of kavod atzibur, does not make a brach on it. And this seems to be how the Bialocha is leaving us off, that the best is to borrow a talus from a different person, but if someone puts on a talus of the tzibur, however, it's a shiloh that can make a bracha, like the Derech HaChaim seems to understand, or maybe he should not make a bracha, the Shari Ephraim is noita, like the Lachan Chabudis says, because he's only wearing it b'shem kavod. And Alicha Shlema from Shlom Zalman Arbach, they bring that to Shlom Zalman, the thought that the minig, the halacha l'maisa is, and the minig ha'olam is not to make a bracha, if one only puts on a talus b'shem kavod, and for example, forgetting aliyah, or a kind of duchen, and Shlom Zalman himself, when he put on a talus shel tzibur, if he had davened for the omid, mincha or meir, when he had yahrzeit, he was davening for the omid, and it was not shachris in the morning, when everyone wears a talus, it was just mincha or meir, he would put on a talus of the tzibur, and he would not make a bracha on it, because he felt this, the minig is mekubal, in klayis of the shari ephraim, and the lechem chamudis. But one puts on a talus of tzibur, he does not make a bracha. His kavon is only b'nei kavod. It's an interesting piece of information that in the minig Ashkenaz, in the kehillah that's still kaim today, kept up in Washington Heights, when one gets an aliyah by Shabbos or Mincha, they put on the talus, they put on their own talus, they make a bracha on it, and they wear the talus not just for their aliyah, but they wear it for Mincha, but they damage from the rest, they're wearing the talus also, and they first take the talus off after Kedusha of Mincha. And even if they wear put on a talus of kol, they still make a bracha on it, they make a atifa, they make a bracha. And that is presumably the reason why they still wear the talus for Shemini Esrei and until after Kedusha, because since they're wearing the talus for the tefillah proper, not just to get the aliyah, they're not just putting on Shem Kavod HaTzibur, they're also using it for the tefillah. It is a proper levisha of talus, and it is mechuyav and tzitzis, and it's an opportunity to make the mitzvah and an opportunity to make the bracha.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.